Building up your Gimel and Aleph Kashuba from Nara, five lines down on the page. We were discussing if you're Mekadesh and Isha with an Asa, with a branch, and then it turns out that the branch, it was not worth the Shavar Pruta, or maybe was worth the Shavar Pruta, we don't know. Right now it's not worth the Shavar Pruta, but maybe somebody knows that it was worth the Shavar Pruta, maybe it's worth the Shavar Pruta somewhere. All of that kind of thing. So Kashuba Bipum Nahara, they asked the question on the Raya that we just brought in Pum Nahara, Mishmeid Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, in the name of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Me dummy, can you compare a case of a guy being Makadish a girl with a Hadas branch to a case of a guy giving a girl a Pikadon, something to watch, and then telling her that he wants to be Makadish her with the money that he just gave her to watch? Those cases don't seem similar at all. Which two cases? The case of giving her a Hadas branch, L'shem Kiddushin, and the case of giving her a Pikadon, giving her money to watch, and then later telling her, oh, by the way, I want to be Kaddish you with that. They don't seem similar at all, because Hasam, when you give her a pikadon, bitaras pikadon yavina na'ala, when you give it to her, you're not giving it to her as kiddushin. Savra, so she thinks, isha dina luhum mitavre, she's thinking to herself, I'd like to throw it right back in his face and say, I don't want to marry you, you whatever, I'd like to throw it right back in his face, but if I throw it right back in his face, it might break. And if it breaks, a guy, someone gives you something to watch, and you throw it, and it breaks. Guess what? You now have to pay for it. So she does. That's why she doesn't throw it back in his face. So by not throwing it back in his face, she's showing that she's really accepting it as kiddushin. But hacha over here, you got to give him a aleph. Hacha over here, by the case of the Hadas branch, Bitaris Kiddushin Yavinu Ne'ala, he's giving it to her as Kiddushin, V'isa D'lo Nichla, and if she didn't want it, L'shtinu, well, she should throw it back in his face. The fact that she didn't throw it back in his face shows that she must be accepting L'shem Kiddushin. So by the Pikadon, there's a good reason not to throw it back in his face. Maybe it's not really a Kiddushin, she's just keeping it because she feels like she can't throw it back in his face. But by the branch that he gave her, she has every right to throw it back in his face. And by the fact that she didn't do that, you see that she's really accepting it, L'shem Kiddushin.
If she would throw it back in his face with his cousin, then would he be able to give a Kaddish for giving that money?
By giving her... No, probably not. Meaning, she would have to accept it. Meaning, over here, the question is not whether he can be Makadish or not. The question is whether she's accepting it. What do we interpret her response as? Remember, this is the sugya of Shtika Shala Achar Matan Ma'os. She's quiet after he had given the money. Do we interpret that as acceptance of the Kiddushin? Parich Rav Achai. Rav Achai asks on this. Atu kulu nashi dina gemiri. We just made a distinction between these two cases because the woman should have realized when you gave her the branch that she could have thrown it right back in his face. What, you think all women know halachos? It was very uncommon in those days for women to be educated at all, even just to read and write, even secularly. They didn't know anything. So what, you think women know halachos and she's going to make such a complicated cheshbon that if I throw it back in his face, I'm not going to be chayiv, so I might as well throw it back in his face? No, hachanami, by the case of giving the branch also, savra, she thinks, ishadina le mitabri mischayav nebachra yusayu. She thinks that if I throw it to him, shadina means throw, lahu, to him, mitavri means shavar, tavar and shavar are the same, and it breaks. So she thinks she's going to be chayv, she's going to be responsible for it. Shalcha Ravacha Barav l'kamid Ravina. Ravacha Barav asked Ravina the following. He sent him a letter asking him the following. Kai gavna mai. What's the din in this case where a guy is mekadesh with something that's not worth the shavar pruta, and then later we find inside this thing, it's not worth the shavar pruta, he had hidden money. Like that was the case we were discussing before. He gave her some branches, and then you like uncover the branches, oh look, there's money hiding in there, and that's what he intended to be mekadesh her with. What's the din? Shalach le Ravina sent back to Ravacha Barav, Anan lo shmi alanha. We never heard Had Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. We never heard this statement of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, who tried to prove from the fact that she didn't throw it back to him that she's actually accepting the kiddushin. Meaning, we don't hold to that idea that we interpret her failure to throw it back as what? As a as an acceptance of the kiddushin, her failure to throw it back as an acceptance of the kiddushin. But atun deshmieluchu choshula. But you, who actually heard Rav Huna say that, so you should be concerned. You should assume that it actually is a kiddushin. Her failure to throw it back in his face means that she's accepting kiddushin. Period. Now, hahi itza. The Gemara is going to talk about another case of her being quiet after the money was given. Hayitza, there is a woman, David Kamazabna Varshache, that bought a belt that was made out of silk. Asa Hahu Gavra, a guy came, Chataf Varshachamina, and grabbed, stole, mugged her, took the belt away from her. Amrale, she said to him, Havinale, can you please give that back to me? Amarla, he said to her, this is his way of flirting. He says, if I give it back to you, will you be mekudeshes to me? So this is like their pre-1A way of, kindergarten crush. So, if you terrorize the girl, that's how you show that you like her. If I give it back to you, will you be mekudeshes to me? So shakalte v'ishtika. She took the belt back. And she didn't say anything. She didn't say yes, but she also didn't say no. So she took the belt back. Rav Nachman yichola lemeimar in shakli v'didi shakli. Rav Nachman says she can claim, yes, I took it back, but it's mine. I wasn't accepting kiddushin. It's my thing. Esve Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asks on Rav Nachman, kidsha begazel, if a man is mekadesh woman with something that he stole from her, openly stole from her, ubechamas, or something that he took forcefully from her in some other way, ubegneva, or something that he stole from her privately, quietly, oshachatav selam yadavi kidsha, or he just grabs money out of her hand and is mekadesh her with it, mekudeshes. We have a statement in a brisa that says, yeah, that it does work. So why are you telling me by this belt, when he mugs her, he takes away the belt and then gives it back to his kiddushin, that it doesn't work? Answers the Gemara, Hasam bidish shadich. No, that's a different case. That's where they were already dating. If they were already dating and then he stole from her and gave back to her what he stole as kiddushin, that works. But if they were not yet already dating and he just goes to a random girl, steals from her and gives it back to her as kiddushin, that does not work. That's the answer. How do we know that we can make a distinction between whether they were previously dating or not previously dating? Titanya, we know from the following brisa. Amar la, guy says to a girl, Kinsi selazu shani chayev lichi. Here, take this money that I owe you. The guy owes the girl money. He says, here's the $100 that I owe you. Take it. V'chazav amar la, hiskachi libo. And then he says to her, I want to be mekadesh you with it. Bishas matan ma'us. If he said that he wants to be mekadesh her with it, when he originally gave it to her, ratzisa mekudeshes. If she was willing to take it, she was on board with that, then she's mekudeshes. Lo ratzisa, if she was not willing to take it, eino mekudeshes. She's not mekudeshes. But liachar matan ma'us, what does that mean? If he first said to her, I want to be mekadesh you, after he already gave her the money, then afilu ratsa in a mekadeshes. Even if she's willing to take it, it is not a good kiddushin. My ratsa umay lo ratsa. This should sound a little familiar. How do we translate the words ratsa and lo ratsa exactly from the previous amud? I lema ratsa damra in lo ratsa damra lo. If the word ratsa means that she says, yes, I'm interested, and lo ratsa means she says, no, I am not interested, ha-ishtika havu kiddushin. That would imply that if she says nothing, it is a good kiddushin. V'nisni, but if that were the case, then the Tana should have said, mekudeshes stam. It should have just said mekudeshes without distinguishing between ratsa and lo ratsa. Ki hasam, just like it did in the previous amud on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that if a guy gives a girl money as a pikadon and then he says, I want to be mekadesh you with it, at the time of the giving of the money he said it, it's mekudeshes, and the Tana doesn't distinguish between ratsa and lo ratsa, and we said that's because she was quiet, and just by being quiet she's mekudeshes. So we here also, we should have said the same thing. We should have just said Mikudeshes, and that alone. That's all we needed to say. Why are we distinguishing between Ratzisa and Lo Ratzisa? So it must be that we're translating the words wrong. Ela Ratzisa de Amra in. Ratzisa means, she says yes. Lo Ratzisa de Ishtika. Lo Ratzisa means, she didn't say anything, she was quiet. Ve'katani, and still it says in our Braisa, that if she's quiet, if she's lo ratza, which means she's quiet, de'eino mekudeshes, that it is not a good kiddushin. Well, my time, why wouldn't it be a good kiddushin? Yechola lemeimar in shakli vididi shakli. Why is it not a good kiddushin? Because she can say, yechola lemeimar, she can say, in, yes, shakli, I took, but didi shakli. What does that mean? I took that which is mine, and therefore it's not a good kiddushin. Ve'ela kashahach dekitcha begezel b'chamas u'b'gneva u'shachatav salam yada v'kitcha mekudeshes. But wait, what do we then do with the braisa that says that if he stole from her or robbed her or mugged her or whatever, and then gives it back to her, that she is mekudeshes, even though she's quiet? So how do you make sense of that? Elolav must be shmamina hadishadich hadaloshadich. It must be that there's a difference between whether they were dating or not dating. Meaning, by the fact that we have one braisa that says that when you give her something that you owe to her and she's quiet, it's not a good kiddushin, and another braisa that says when you give her something that you owe to her and she's quiet, it is a good kiddushin, there must be some resolution. And the only resolution is, one case is talking about where you were dating, and the other case talking about where you were not dating. So the main point over here is, we didn't do one yet, I don't think, but the main point over here would be that if a man gives a woman something that he owes her and says it's for kiddushin, and she says nothing, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? It depends. If they were previously dating, mekudeshes. If they were not previously dating, hey, no mekudeshes. Now the Gemara is going to get a little easier. New topic. Kinach nafshe de Rabbi Yassi. When Rabbi Yassi died, Ailu Rabbanon linkutin. I mean, not easier for Rabbi Yassi, but easier for us. Get it? No, not funny? Okay. Ailu Rabbanon linkutin lishmaitase. The Rabbanon came to the Beis Medrash and to try to gather together all of his teachings to, you know, so that they can remember the things that he said. That they often do that as soon as a gadol dies, people try to start writing svarim of his Torah and try to gather all of his learning. So Amrlu Ahume Rabbanan, one of the rabbis said, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, and that rabbi's name is Rabbi Yaakov, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yassi Amar Rabbi Mani. He says, I heard from Rabbi Yassi in the name of Rabbi Mani the following, Kishem She'ein Isha Niknes Bepachos Mishav Pruta. Kach ein karka niknis bepachos mishav pruta. What does that mean? Good. Just like you can't acquire a woman with less than a shav pruta, you can't acquire land with less than a shav pruta. One second, the Gemara is probably going to address your question. Amru lei, the Chachamim said, what are you talking about? Vatanya, we have a braisa that says otherwise. That af al pi she'eni she'niknes bepachos mishavar pruta, even though you cannot acquire a woman with less than a shavar pruta, karka niknes bepachos mishavar pruta, you can acquire karka with less than a shavar pruta. What's Rabbi Yassi Amar Rabbi Mani going to do with that price? Amar lehu, Rabbi Yaakov says, I'll tell you what he'll do with that price. Ki tanya hahi, that price that says you can acquire karka with less than a shavar pruta, that's not talking about a kinyan kesef. That's the chalipin. That's a kinyan chalipin. Chalipin is, remember where we have isnu bepachas mishavar pruta? The chalipin could be done with less than a shavar pruta? Way back when. Was it Dav Gimel? Detanya, konin bekli v'yaf v'yishen bal shavar pruta. You can make a kinyan chalipin using a kli even if it's not worth a shavar pruta. Main point number two, Rabbi Asi holds that a kinyan kesef on karka, Kinyan Kesef on Karka needs to be at least a Shavar Pruta, even though Kinyan Chalipin does not need to be a Shavar Pruta. Kinyan Kesef on Karka needs to be a Shavar Pruta, even though Kinyan Chalipin does not need to be a Shavar Pruta. Hadu Yassi V'Karmi. So they're still trying to gather Rav Yassi's teachings, because he's dead, and they're trying to remember things he said. So then they said the following. Hadam Rabbi Dom Rishmuel. Ravasi once taught that that which Rabbi Dom Rishmuel says, Kol she'eni yodea b'tiv git v'kiddush lo yelo esek imayin. Remember that one? What does that mean? Anyone who doesn't know the halachas of getting kiddushin should have no involvement with it. Remember, we had a machlokas Rashi Tosas. Did we do the machlokas Rashi Tosas? What that meant? Okay, so let's say it means you shouldn't be masada getting or masada kiddushin if you don't know what you're talking about. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan on that, V'kashin liolam yoser midara mabul. People who are ignorant and are involved in these things anyway are worse for the world than the people who lived in the generation of a mabul. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Hosea, Alo v'chachash v'ratzoach v'ganov v'na'ov. People who swear falsely and kill and steal and commit adultery. Partsu v'damim v'damim naga'u. They're doing terrible things. So the Gemara says, my mashma. How do you see in that pasuk that people who are involved in getting in kiddushin who shouldn't be are worse than the dara mabul? So here's how you see it. Kidmetargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef translated the pasuk. Rav Yosef was always into translations, targum of psukim, because Rav Yosef was blind, and as a blind person, he wasn't allowed to say psukim. Why? Because you're not allowed to say Torah Shebichsav by heart. You have to read it, but he was blind, so he became an expert in targum, in translations. So he would translate the psukim. So his translation was as follows. Moldin benin minashi chavreon. They have children from their friends' wives. That's what the pasuk means. Chovin al chovin mosifin. They're adding averos to their already existing averos. Uksiv, and the pasuk says al kein techal haaretz. That's why the world will be destroyed. V'umlal kol yoshviu ba bechayas hasad devov hashemayim v'gam degei ayam yeasafu. That all anything that inhabits the world, the birds and the fish, are all going to be killed. That's about people who cause people to have children with their friends' wives. How do you cause someone to have children with their friends' wives? By telling a couple they're divorced when really they're not divorced. Telling a couple they're married when really they're not married. People who are involved in getting in kiddushin, who have no business being involved in getting in kiddushin, are causing people to have children with their friends' wives. And it's total destruction that they cause. V'ilu b'dara mabul, but when it comes to the generation of the mabul, lo nigzer gezer al dagim shabiyam. You know what? The fish survived. The gzera wasn't against the fish. Shnerma mikala shabba charava mesu. Pasuk says only that which was on dry land died. Velo dagim shabiyam. Not the dagim shabiyam. Vilu hachabit over here by the isra veshas ish afilu dagim shabiyam. Even the fish died. So you see that these guys are worse than the dara mabul. Says the Gemara ve'ema ada avid lekulu. But maybe the pasuk is only saying if you do all of these things, then you're worse than the dara mabul. You cause people to marry each other's wives, and you kill, and you steal, and you... Right? They gave a whole list of averos. Maybe it's only if you do all of those things, you're worse than the dara mabul. How do you know it's if you do any one of these things that you're worse than the dara mabul? So it says, he can't think it means all of these things. Because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, ki mipnei Allah of la ha'aretz. That from swearing falsely alone, there will be avelus in the world, there will be death in the world. So if shvua sheker alone is enough for death in the world, so is causing people to marry each other's wives, so is any of these avelus alone enough to be considered worse than what? The dara mabul. Ve'ema olu l'chud v'hanach l'chudeyon. But still, maybe swearing falsely is one category, and all the other averos are in a category all their own. So says Gemara, Miksiv ufartzu partzu ksiv. Does it say ufartzu in the pasuk, which would imply that there are two separate things with a vav? No, partzu ksiv. It just says partzu in the pasuk, which makes it sound like it's an avera on its own. And on that avera alone, it says that the entire world will be in mourning. So bottom line, main point number, whatever we're up to, is that those who are involved in getting in kiddushin when they should not be involved are worse than the dara mabul. In what way? In what way? How do we know they're worse than the dara mabul? Because the fish survived the dara mabul. The fish will not survive the punishment of these kinds of people. Yeah.